Blog Talk Radio.
See that with me, so you know that she's so in business. In the streets, stacking green, but she's so in business. All been changed, know what I mean, that's so in business. You down with so in business, you now with so in business. She down with me, so you know that she's so in business. In the streets, stacking green, cause she's so in business. All been changed, know what I mean, that's so in business. You down with so in business, you live with so in business.
Right now, it's live, you turn your dial up. Hell and hey, bitches, who's the left and left?
We on point, brand new, so we call it. Got the worldwide world focused on
law. We on law,
and we never stop,
huh?
Hitting their way. Play them in the bigger artists, real
airplay.
And them topics hot, I take it on the rock. I tune in every Friday.
Eight o'clock.
And the banger, she got R&B. Is that a little special word? Plus it's me. Thank you for joining in. Call it, here's your man, so you have been plugged in. So ambitious, here we go.
You have now been plugged into the Friday night street party with
the queen
of Blog Talk Radio. The first lady,
so ambitious.
All you haters, bow down.
So ambitious,
I told you I got you on the intro. Even if you ain't want to get on,
even if you ain't want to get on,
cause turn your speakers up, turn your speakers up.
Me, so ambitious,
me,
so ambitious.
I'm Mr. I-Get,
in the street,
in the green,
he's so business.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Indie. I'm so interested in this video. I am here every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And my co-host, Jennifer, will be on in just a minute. But first of all, I'd like to give a shout-out to my world, my family, Mr. Jace Verse and Red G. Also, all of my family here on Lawless Radio. Now, you can check us out on our website, www.lawlessradio.com. You can also call in and weigh in on some of our topics at 646-478-5209. Also, if you're an independent artist and you want your music heard here on Lawless Radio, you can go to www.lawlessradio.com and go to the Submit Your Music tab, and everything you need to know is there. All right, I'd like to also give a shout-out to Lynn Bozoff of the Meningitis Foundation. Now, you can catch up with me on Twitter, at SoAmbitious1. You can also find me on my website, www.soambitiousonline.com. You can catch my co-host, Jace Verse, on Twitter as well, at JayceVerse, and on his website, www.jaceversemusic.net. All right, y'all, now I'm going to go ahead and go into some of this music, and hopefully when we return, Mr. Jace Verse will be on, and we can give y'all a little conversation and some more of this good music. And we're going to go into Body by Miz featuring Tiana and R. Smith.
First kissing in the middle with the hallway. Love to get you right by R. Smith. Do it all to the rhythm of a ball play. And maybe this Patron and I'm on. got a nigga coming on strong. Oh, oh, take me that nigga, my mind off in the zone. Take off the thong, leave the Jimmy Choo's on. To be living it from start to finish. But you my name when I handle my business. Business happiness be sitting in both hearts. I eat it. My only end is feel pleasure. Yes, sir. Side limits in my blood pressure. I'm addicted to your love. I'm addicted to your touch. Touch, touch.
Yeah, everything I want, love. Just let me touch.
I put the other things on pause, and when you leave, I can't breathe at all. We go ahead and handle me to stall. I'm feeling for your body like an addict. If you need me, call, call, call.
More or less, I got this street game tied up. Ain't 17 ain't tight enough. On my Yamaha, tell them hate me now. Bought a house, put the beagles in the backyard. Independent blood, send the kid running shit. Getting songs, just a brag about me getting it. Let the seed grow, Georgia sunshine. Speak of video, put it online. Ass slapping red bones, I deserve applause. Bikini tops, you can see they nipples getting hard. Drunk at all of this, call me Kanye. That's your fucking mic, who cares what you say? Check your fan base, now look at me. I'm on the beach where a real baller's supposed to be. Breasts in my face, ass on my lap. This a life, I ain't never gonna look back. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. I'm counting money, bitch. Broke niggas lame, run the stacks up. Put you in the game. A lot of niggas talking bad like they doing it. But they fast fading out like snap music. To them through longevity, I got stacks. Tell them pussy niggas, I got tracks. Put the industry, now I plan to do my thing. Hustle hard, I ain't a motherfucking game. I'm a veteran, deserve a purple heart. Been down since Daisy Juice, I swear to God. If this my last shot, I'ma kill this song. Every verse I spit, every hook I'm on. I'm so fly, I'm so high, I'm counting money, bitch. Damn, putting on, man, we hood rich. SAP roll, I never flaw. Said I only did little shit, that's on blood.
Get it, I'ma get on, stick it back. They got the time, I won't relax. I'm too busy
Y'all, welcome back to Independent Friday here with your girl, So Ambitious, on Lawless Radio. Now, your boy, which is my co-host, is here. Everybody love him. Ladies love him.
What it is, what it is. Omar in the building. I am your boy, Jace Burst. Welcome to another edition of Live with So Ambitious. You are now plugged in to the hottest independent radio show a lot here on Lawless Radio.
Now, ladies, you know you love Jason's voice. Call in 646-478-5209 and be a part of our conversation.
Wow, just put a player on blast. You know what I'm saying? Pimpin' is as pimpin' does, so. It's another Independent Friday, y'all. You know what I'm saying? What can I say? Shout out to the chairman, TL. Everybody on Lawless Radio, Catrice, Sherman Man.
Johnny, which is our new addition.
Okay, new addition, Johnny. What up, dog? I'm going to be calling into your show.
Sundays at 6:30 p.m.
Sundays at 6:30 p.m. So, guess you'll be hearing from me on Sunday around 6:30. You know what I'm saying? Call in and say what's up. But other than that, you know what I'm saying? What's going on this week? I got to say, and this is before anything else, you know, because last week was all Whitney Houston show.
Mm-hmm.
Media takeout, the National Enquirer.
Oh, God.
The pictures of Whitney in the casket, just ratchet, 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 ratchet. And they keep forgetting that this woman has family and a daughter. If you're within the sound of my voice, and my voice does mean anything to you, as a whole, not as just black people, but as human beings, let's not pick up that National Enquirer, all right? I'm just saying. Let's just not pick that up. But those are my views, and they're not views of Lawless Radio or anything else. That's my personal opinion. But it's still ratchet. Ratchet.
Y'all need to see that YouTube video, man. Okay.
For everybody who knows what we're talking about, yeah, it's funny. But, come on, bitches, man. What are we getting into today? You know? Well, what's the topic?
I want to talk about psycho people in the relationship. You know, that one person that you break up with and they just lose their damn mind.
Okay. Okay. So, how many of you people out there done dated that brother or sister that's crazy, deranged, you know, got on the owl slippers or, you know what I'm saying, the Bugs Bunny slippers, and walk up in the club after you talking about, hey, you know you was supposed to have your ass on.
Wait, did you say owl slippers?
Yeah, you know they still say owl slippers. But I don't. They don't know who Alf is. Then you're probably a 90s baby.
What I don't understand is, why is it so hard for people to let go of the relationship? Like, when you say it's over. Why do they have to stalk you, stalk your new relationship, call you, text you, threaten? I have never done this before. Fuck all you and threaten you.
I'm saying, as a dude, you know what I'm saying? Your chick is always telling you, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, your dick is average and, you know what I'm saying, there's nothing special about it. You never know how special it is until you try to break it off and she becomes crazy and deranged. And that's what lets you know you got some good Peter. You know what I'm saying?
I've had somebody hide in bushes before. And watch my house. And one of my friends came back, you know, so and so down the street square. And you see this crazy fool and the bushes move.
So I'm saying, did you give him some?
He was a long time boyfriend. But we were in like a 3-year relationship.
Okay, so that means you gave him some.
Right.
And you gave it to him on the regular.
Yeah.
And y'all broke up. It was his fault?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that kind of means that, you know what I'm saying, he might have been sorry and he didn't think that it was the last straw. But at the same time,
when you're jumping out of bushes,
good meat makes you do a whole lot of stuff, especially when you're hungry. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're thirsty, you'll do anything for some water.
Would you jump out of bushes?
I'm not thirsty, baby. I have never been thirsty.
Jay has stalked the one before. He will never admit it, y'all.
Never stalked nobody. I've had plenty of stalkers. Shout out to my stalkers. You know I love y'all, girl. You know I love you. You know what I'm saying? Just don't be in the bushes with no gun or no knife talking about, Jay, I love you, and if I can't have you, can't nobody have you. Look, you can have me. You can have me. Every time you listen to my stuff on the radio, every time you check out a video, baby, I'm with you. Just look at it like that. But as far as the physical, you got to kidnap me because I ain't going nowhere with nobody who's crazy and deranged. I don't give a damn how fine you are.
Have you ever dated someone that was crazy in the rain?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Couple of them. Hey.
Did they stalk you?
Yeah. But see, and that's the thing. You know what I'm saying? Crazy coochie is some of the best coochie you ever did. I'm not lying. I mean, any dude out there who ever had straight crazy broad, you know what I'm saying, jump up, fight, do crazy mess. Yeah. In fact, look at Jim Jones and Chrissy.
You know Chrissy crazy.
You know Chrissy crazy.
I can't say she's crazy. She loves her man. She supports her man.
And on top of that, she's a little crazy.
How?
Man, like, this is how everything goes. Jim says, you know how Chrissy is. Why are you messing with her?
That's true.
Everything they say. Look, we go into a love and hip-hop discussion, but we still talking crazy. Something happens. Anything happens. The first thing everybody does is look at Chrissy, and Olivia says, Chrissy, no! By the time Chrissy No comes out, The deed has been done. Somebody done got their butt whipped. It don't even matter. She's crazy. If you set her off, it don't matter if you a man or a woman. Like the dude who helped Jeff's mama do the song. You know what I'm saying? The dude who helped Jim's mama do the song.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mama Jones. Shout out to Mama Jones. You know I love you, girl. But she wanted to jump on him.
But she didn't.
First time. Look
she
here.
Told him she just don't mess with him no more.
I don't know if y'all watch Love and Hip Hop, but you know what I'm saying? If y'all seen that confrontation, he was like, what'd I do? And she just stopped, turned around. Oh, no, you didn't. And he was like, what? And you could see the what on his face turn to concern when Chrissy turned and her face crunched up. You know, you remember how Bill Cosby said on Bill Cosby's, in the face crunched, done, you did not give the kids chocolate cake for breakfast. She was like, oh, no, I don't mess with you. But he was like, oh. And everybody's thinking, oh, man, Jim going to go see him. No, you weren't worried about Jim going to see him. He was worried right then about Chris.
Point proven.
And as crazy as she is, she must be putting it down. Because look. She told him that she had to clear her mind because he wouldn't marry her and she went off to Florida or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Didn't that man come with a ring?
Okay. But we're talking about crazy women. What about these crazy men now?
Oh, now, I can school you on some crazy men because I done seen a couple of those. A crazy man will do shit like...
Mm-hmm.
Turn your GPS on your phone, not set your phone up so he can lowjack you. Every phone has GPS. Every phone. All he got to do is turn the GPS on and go online. But some of y'all women know how to do that because y'all do it all the time. A nigga will call you 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to sit on the phone. Just go to sleep with me on the phone and let me hear you breathe all night.
You've done that, huh?
Once again, I said I'm not thirsty. Never have been. Hey, this is what we're going to assume, you know what I'm saying? We're just going to assume that Jace Verse has been the coolest nigga his whole life. You know what I'm saying? And... where I have had to deal with being kind of chubby, I've never had a problem getting chicks. And I'm fine with it. That you know what I'm saying? That's just not a problem for your boy. But I do know some brothers with issues. Like, as soon as the dude smoke a blunt, all of a sudden he got to know where his chick is. Crazy. The weed is telling him his chick is cheating on him.
The weed is telling him.
The weed is telling him. Mary Jane is actually speaking to this nigga. So you know what I'm saying? Hey. But don't nothing catch me like Buddy in the Bushes now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen that on, like, Divorce Court or something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he actually did. And then when he got busted, he came to the house. He came out the bushes. Walked to that house, and decided he was going to cuss
me out. Talking about,
who are these people at your house? Mind you, I had a roommate.
Yeah.
And she had a man that was there to see her. I had
to make
some that night, but...
I mean, this is another thing, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to understand that just because you go with somebody doesn't mean you're married to that person. At any time, it can be over. And the way marriage is in these days, at any time, it can be over. So, I mean, you might want to watch your crazy and deranged. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen dudes so crazy, like, you know what I'm saying? I done pulled up in the hood, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Something with some double D's and a double D booty to match from standing outside half naked. So, you know, I'm Jay first. I pull up on her. I get out. I'm kicking the bobo. She acting like she don't know who I am, but she ain't moved. Mm-hmm. Next thing, her man come outside. Now, mind you, I've been kicking it to her. She ain't say nothing about she live with no dude either. So, first of all, she was crazy because the nigga was right in the house.
So they were both crazy. That was crazy love.
Crazy kind of attracts crazy. You got to be some kind of crazy to deal with a crazy person. So, in all that, what happened is he said to me very politely, "Hey, Verse, excuse me, dog. You know what I'm saying? This ain't got nothing to do with you." So that just took me out of the situation. This nigga reaches back. He reached down to South Beach, Florida, and brought it up past Ohio, you know, up and to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Up past Ohio.
What's that there looking like?
I watched the whole thing, and I'm thinking, somebody gonna call the police. I'm not calling the police because, you know, your boy don't snitch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking somebody's going to call the police. Apparently, this would be a regular occurrence around here.
Mm-hmm.
So, what it is it was crazy together. It was crazy together. So, you know what I'm saying? What they needed was each other so that they could be crazy. So, I mean, with that, y'all call in. The lines is open. We want to hear about your crazy boyfriend, girlfriend experience. It's Lawless, baby.
Yeah, man, that's some of that hood rich dick. Dedicated to the ladies, man. Some of the spell, ladies.
Dude, I
give a hand some of that new money, dick.
We love you.
I fought the
lot. Stand up,
you
cat.
I'll be
coin. Man is on the
pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. And I'm sticking in a pink with a pill. A bunch of Georgia girls claiming that trip. We closing doors, we gon' buy that bitch tight, tight. Pull it up, crank the music, we gon' do this shit right, right. Hit the camera, put it on the flat screen. I got the stamina to stay awake to the end. I don't know if it's the pills or the drink. Got me feeling like I'm flying on fluorescent lights. Instead of ass hanging out of the dress. Do it as I use the haze, like she's singing top left. She make it clap, but it feel like a dream. Cause I know I won't remember all the shit that we seen. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like the white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like the white boys. I'm dancing and we working the split. I fuck a beer with a shot, I think Regina up next. Little mama looking better than hot. She laying down on the table, triple X body shot. Damn, Charlie think the pill kicked in. Cause she wasn't that attractive when she first walked in. Now she bad and coming out of the clothes. I'm in the shower, something in the backyard with the hoe. Swear to God, I don't know these chicks. Don't give a fuck, cause everyone she got tits. It's better off, I enjoy this shit. Another bud, another cutie dancing on my dick. Is it the loud, why they come to me? I think it's swag or internet, that they got in free. 512 said he's on the mouth. It's like a club or a rave, but it's at my house. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. It's getting late and nobody can drive. Finally cold, so I guess we just make it in high. It don't matter cause I'm too loose. Another roll, another blunt, and some more is too much. I'm gone, I'm not sure I can see. They blowing guns, fucking with everybody who's sleeping. Fading fast, I don't think I can walk. Shaking my head at the chest, I assume that she's talking. She grabbed my hand, I assume that we're walking. She on her knees, I assume that she's slobbing. She lick her lips, I assume that it's throbbing. She get on top, I assume that it's fucking. All I know is I can't feel nothing. Semi consciousness and a hip still bucking. Guess it's a thing and it's just how it goes. Passing out last words. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll.
Totally, dude.
I'ma get 'em, I'ma get 'em.
You already know what it is.
Dark town, I'ma
this your man DJ Freddy Red.
My nigga, this they gon' pay off.
still pitching on the mound like it's baseball. And once I hold that nigga down, meet me on the face off. You on the eight call, a midget in the game. Real niggas do real things, ain't worried about you lame.
I'ma go, I'ma go, I'ma get 'em, I'ma get 'em. Sad town, we tell it as a jail gang. Dark town, I'ma do it for my niggas. I'ma go, I'ma go, I'ma get 'em, I'ma get 'em. Watch I kill this shit. I'ma go, I'ma go, I'ma get 'em, I'ma get 'em. Sad town, we tell it as a jail gang. Dark town, I'ma do it for my niggas. I'ma go, I'ma go, I'ma get 'em, I'ma get 'em. Watch I kill this shit, nigga. I'm pippin' off that green jersey, Dan Marino. Nigga in the game like Dorito. Shorty bustin' hard, suckin' up like mosquito. Hit 'em with that new shit, they don't know my lingo. Rap game easy like Mike shooting free throws. Some niggas stretching out, going ball like egos. Different flavor chips on dick just like Gringo. Hop up out the car and all the ladies all a bingo. Real shit in my life, honey coming up with jingles. My ego, I'm soaring through the clouds, I'm a jet. And I pat a hater on the head like a new pet. Stretch Armstrong, money in the ring, got a flex. Can hit me on my line, talking cold through your text. Tearing beats down, I'm King Kong and Rex. All about this money, boy, put up your bet. Hell gang in the building, taking off, and we next, next, next.
Nigga, nigga, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with you 100% else, gang, and nothing expect unexpected, nigga.
Are you tired of those whack ass mixtapes that claim to be fire, but hey, shoot.
Man, it's real simple and plain, W. Gang.
Welcome back to Independent Fridays. I'm your girl, So Ambitious.
I'm your boy, Jay's Verse. And we talking crazy. Exes. Or maybe even the one you're currently with in your relationship now is crazy and deranged. You know, so ambitious, I'm going to tell you, not every woman is crazy, but a man can make a woman crazy. Do you believe it?
I do.
Let me tell you how, in case y'all don't believe it. First of all, the Peter wasn't that good. You was lucky to be hitting, for real, for real. And you just happened to be hitting it one day and didn't have your protection on. So now you got a little boy, a little girl with the fine chick on the block. And because you got a little boy, a little girl with the fine chick on the block, now your chest stuck out. Now you want to act the fool like before she had your kid, you wasn't running, sniffing behind her everywhere she went. So now, you want to tell her, I'm going to just come pick up my kid, and, you know, me and you cool. And you bring the baby home, and the baby smells like Chanel number 5 because you done had her around the other chick. Now, your baby mama ain't going to say nothing. If she's truly crazy, she won't say nothing. If she's a hothead, she's going to ask you about it right then. If she's truly crazy sits there and is like, And then she starts doing crazy things. Like, you come over. And she asks to give you, what time is it? Is it before 9 o'clock still? Okay.
8:45.
Okay, she asks to give you fellatio.
Okay.
But what she's really doing is sniffing your junk. Women, if you are sniffing junk, crazy.
Yeah,
men,
the woman's panties.
Crazy. I mean, crazy is as crazy does. It doesn't make the woman any less crazy if she's sniffing junk and the man less crazy because he sniffed panties. Well, you got people who sniff panties, and they ain't even looking to get no sex. They just like to sniff panties.
That is true.
Crazy.
People that break in someone's house that they've been watching, that they've been stalking for a while. It could be a neighbor, and he just broke in your apartment, stole your drawers, and you look through his window, and he's sitting there. sniffing your panties.
Okay. Crazy. Love one. You at work. This nigga done called your cell phone so many times that you done cut off your cell phone. You don't even want to get no text or nothing. Does that stop crazy? Does that stop crazy? No, it don't stop crazy. What crazy does is they call your boss. And by lunchtime, you get called in, man, you know you done had 20 calls. Is there an emergency? I don't know. Let me see. What you doing? Hey, Bill, you done called my job 20 times. Well, girl, how I know you at work? Because I turned off the damn phone, girl. That's how you know I'm at work. My boss done told me how you think I know you called 20 times. Oh. Don't call me no more. You go back to work. Lunch is over. So you leave your phone on. Bam. Overload on text. You got to say something back to back.
Yeah, you look. Bill's thinking what you said. I couldn't call.
Don't
you
call me no more.
Right. Bill's like, okay, she just said I couldn't text.
Because crazy says you can still text even when somebody says, don't call me no more. I'm at work. So you cut your phone off again. But that doesn't stop crazy. Because crazy has a friend. Crazy always has a friend who's just as crazy as he or she.
Mm-hmm.
And then they play the phone game with your job. So
you forgot, oh, if they can't pitch in the morning and you're at work, if you work in the office, they can email you. And fill your email up.
You know, I have never had that happen because, you know, usually I'm not working the office job. But you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that would. You know what I'm saying? Crazy dictates crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my experience is by the time you get off of work that night, I've seen it. I've seen some women lose their jobs because they've had 100 phone calls. I've seen some men lose their job because they've had 100 phone calls. Crazy is as crazy does, and it dictates that you be around crazy. I'm saying, let me give you some examples of crazy. It's 80 degrees out. She got on boy shorts with the bottom of her behind hanging out. Spaghetti strap tank top. Everything looks right. But when you get down to her feet, she got on boots with the fur. Crazy. At the same time, the opposite of that is this winter time. It's cold. It's cold. Shorty got on a sweater, the see-through down-on leggings, and the Jesus sandals. These are signs of crazy. Just like you got that big buff dude. You know Buddy Big and Buff.
Mm-hmm.
His body look good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He got the 50 Cent. They turn all the girls on. And he might be ugly, might be cute, whatever, but his body is nice. It's below zero. Why is this man in the too tight shirt? Not even the long sleeve shirt. He's still in the too tight muscle shirt from the summer with the arms cut out. Crazy. Always looking like he came from the gym. But I see we got a call, and I recognize our caller, so we're going to bring him in. What it is, big brother almighty, you know what I'm saying? We see you up in there, you know what I'm saying? We about to holler at you. What's up? Hello?
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 What it is?
Oh, shit, I didn't even push one. How did I get through?
Bro, you know you're a regular here. We just bring you in.
Okay. I was just listening, and I'm like, well, what's the topic? I just tuned in. I didn't know what was going on. I was just listening.
This is your topic. This is your topic. We talking about crazy exes or current people that's crazy that you with. I know you got a story. There is no way you're going to get out of this one. I know you got a story.
What's up, man?
Daddy Almighty.
What's cooking so ambitious? And I was like crazy, and you got that right. I do have a crazy ass story.
I'm sure you got two of them at least.
Well, I got a bunch of them, but I'm only gonna tell you this one. Yeah, okay. Right. Now I'm gonna just tell you this one. I had just got out the penitentiary, and I met this fine chick. You know, she was older than me. She had her own place, you know, she was doing things, and she could cook her ass off. That's what I really loved about her. But I tried to tell her that I only just want to be a platonic friend. But it went further than that. And it was like, man, like you said when you was at work, when I'd be going to work, I was working for this medical company called Omnicare. I don't know if y'all ever heard of Omnicare Health Plan, but
yeah,
I was working for them. Okay, I was working for them. Now, this chick was so crazy. This babe thought I was always cheating on her, you know? So it's like, if I got a message, if one of the secretaries or somebody in the job give me a message and I put it in my pocket and I go to her crib, she would, when I go to sleep, she would search my pockets and find the message and think I'm cheating. So I said, so I said, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know, I'm like, this is my job. I get messages from everybody. I get messages from males, females, you know, the bosses, and the secretaries, and everything. So it got to the point where I said, I'm going to leave this crazy motherfucking bitch alone. So I left her, and I went and got my own place. Now, this is where shit get crazy. She tracks me down. She tracks me down. And it was like the day after our Christmas party. And I had laid it on that night. I was so fucked up that I didn't want to be bothered with nobody the next Sunday morning. I had a hangover. Only thing I wanted to do was just sleep at Earl all Sunday morning because that's all I did. But she found me, found out where I was staying. And I was like, damn, who the fuck is this? This ringing my buzzer like a maniac. So when I answered it, it's her. It's her crazy ass. I said, well, damn. I said, oh, fuck it. I don't want to be bothered. I'm like, I don't want to be bothered. I don't know how you found me, but I don't want to be bothered. Now, you know how crazy people can find somewhere to get in your building. So she must have pushed the mother. She must have pushed some other buttons and came up in, and somebody let her in. Then she comes to my door. She comes to my door, bamming on it, and say, I know you got another bitch in there. Open this door. I know you got another bitch. I'm like, this bitch is crazy. So it was like this. I tried to ignore, but she got on my nerves because I had a hangover. I had so bad of a hangover. So I opened up the door, and I grabbed her by her collar. I said, look, get the fuck away from me and don't be coming around here. She said, motherfucker, if you don't let me in, I'm going to kill you. So she went to reach for a butcher knife. She had one of them Halloween knives, you know, a Michael Myers kid when he killed his sister.
Mm-hmm.
She had one of those in her pocket. And I was like, what the fuck? So I tried to scare her. And I hung her over this balcony of the apartment building. So I hit her over the balcony. I said, bitch, I would drop your ass if you don't leave me the fucking alone. But her clothes tore. Her jacket tore, and she fell. I'm like, oh, shit. She fell two stories, fucked herself up. Well, I went back in the apartment and said, yeah, that's what she get. I didn't think she was that hurt. But I was like, damn, I went back in the apartment. Then I sat down. I had to think about it. I said, damn, she hit that concrete awfully hard. So I said, let me go back and see if she done got up and left or if she's still laying there. I go back and I see her still laying there. Then I see this puddle of blood coming from the back of her head. So I'm like, what the fuck you done need? Now, I didn't know this old lady next to my apartment was looking out the window. So I said, damn, I called 911. Now, in Michigan, in Detroit,
911 won't come without a fucking police escort. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
They not coming to a scene of a crime without a police escort. So I called 911, but while I was down there, I saw this other chick who was staying in the building, and her name was Crystal. I said, "Crystal, come here, come here." She said, "What you doing out here in this alley, boy?" I said, "Come here, come here, come here." So she came to the back. I said, "Look." She said, "What?" I said, "Look." She said, "Who is that laying out there?" I said, "That's this crazy babe. I accidentally dropped her and shit." So I told her, I said, "I need you to stay here because police and 911 is on their one. Emergency and police is on their way. I need you to back me up, you know, like, well, if they see a babe laying here and he with a babe, you know, maybe there's a story to this subject." Now, what saved me from going to jail is was because the babe used to take uppers. You know, she used to take buy-ins and all that type of shit. And then I told the police, they said, "What happened?" I said, "Well, she came over here with a butcher knife in and she was threatening to kill me. And I backhanded her and she flipped over the banister and fell." I didn't tell her.
You didn't hit her, did you?
I didn't hit her at all, but I told the police that I did because I couldn't tell them that I hung her over the banister and then her coat just ripped and she fell. You know what I'm saying? So I said she was trying to stab me, so I backhanded her and she flipped over the banister. But I didn't hit her. So the police was like, "Well, where the knife at?" I said, "I think it's in her pocket." So they reached and searched the pocket and saw that big-ass butcher knife. So they fell for the story. They was like, "Oh, okay, she got a knife." And they was looking at me, like, "You on drugs or anything, you know?"
You don't set the crazy deranged chick up to get arrested?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I had your work. Hey, it wasn't my fault. She should have been there. I told the police. I said, "I don't know how she found me. She used to be my girlfriend. She's crazy. I tried to get away from her, but she followed me, and she came over here acting a fool." You know, but it tripped me out. It was like what you were saying about your job. The lady next door who saw the whole incident, she told the landlords them that I tossed her over the banister. And they called me in the office, talking about, "Yeah, we heard you had a problem. We heard you threw a lady over the banister." I was like, "Oh, no. It wasn't like that. I did hang her over the banister, but I wasn't going to drop her. It just said she had on a cheap-ass coat, and it just ripped, and she fell. But, hey, it wasn't my fault." Now, that was crazy. Even after that whole situation, she had a concussion. She fucked her back up, and she had two broken.
Hey, big brother, we gonna have to cut in, man, because we got another caller. So we about to bring you in.
Okay.
We about to call.
Okay.
Last four digits. 2798. You running with your girl sewing business in Jay's Verse? She plugged in. Holla at your boy.
Hello.
No, that ain't you.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, honey. That's not. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
This is Miss Sylvia.
Okay, what is this? Stand up.
This is Miss Sylvia.
I know. What's going on, Miss Sylvia, man?
What?
I said, what's going on, Mississippi, man? Mississippi Red in the building. We know who you are.
Yeah,
all
it's
the family
me.
And
it's
all.
Me. Yeah, it is me. I forgot I was. Shit. I used to be calling from. Okay, we got somebody from 414. Okay. We good here. Okay, so there.
So the topic today is crazy exes, or maybe the one you with might be crazy. You know
Uh-oh.
What I'm saying? You have any stories of any crazy exes, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that you don't put the business to and couldn't get rid of?
I might have to check in their studies on that topic, yeah. Y'all, check in on the Raw Deal. Check in the Raw Deal next Thursday.
Chicken to rot in next Thursday. Okay.
Chicken next Thursday.
Okay, that's what it is.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Y'all been saying that Thursday with on the raw deal. Catrice gonna have some shit for y'all.
Oh, Catrice gonna have some shit for us, huh? Well, you know we always check out Catrice every week. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all is crazy.
It's sold out.
So what we gonna do? We gonna take a minute. We gonna roll in some music.
Don't know what I'm talking about. It's sold out.
Okay, we about to listen to some music, man, and we gonna get to you when we come back from the break. We also
listen to what I'm saying. It's sold out.
Couldn't understand. Hello. Say it one more time. It's sold up.
Nah,
hey,
so it's sold. Yes, ma'am. So thank you, me and Mel here. I'm so glad you have joined us, but. Next Thursday on the Raw Deal, there's gonna be some answer that we're gonna have an answer to this. Make sure y'all call in next Thursday. It's gonna be a damn one. A damn good one.
Hey,
it's like a soap opera.
I gotta hear what you got
opera. It's like different episodes every week. You turn in. Sometimes we'll put in to be continued, like it used to do on television back in the '80s. Sometime we'll leave you with a cliffhanger. But next Thursday, it's going to be a definite decision made by someone. And that's been put on, that was been put on by the chairman himself. It's going to be a definite decision made by someone. I'm not going to tell you who the someone, quote unquote, is. I will just tell you that it is a cousin of his. How that sound? So make sure everybody comes back. You cannot have a better cliffhanger than that. Everybody join us next Thursday on the Raw Deal with Catrice at 9 o'clock Eastern. That's 8 o'clock Central. That's like, I don't know if we got too many people in Pacific time, Mountain time, but 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. Please, everybody join us. You will never miss this. You should not miss this. And you will always remember this. You always remember it. You hear me? Just join.
Well, I'm definitely going to tune in because you got me interested. Now I want to see what y'all are talking about.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, well, you will know next Thursday on the Raw Deal at 9 o'clock. You say you in Augusta. You in Augusta, right?
Mm-hmm.
Church in,
right.
Okay, 9 o'clock next Thursday on the Raw Deal with Catrice. And the chairman has already put the tease out there.
Okay.
He's already put the tease out there. He said this will be the best Raw Deal ever. Trust and believe, I put my life on the line if you don't think I'm telling you right. I will bet the house.
Oh, well, I'm definitely going
to
tune in.
Do it again.
Man, tune in to Raw Deal with Catrice next Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Lawless Radio.
Right.
All right, since you're on the line, I'm about to go into some Donnie for you.
Well, you can talk to me also before you get into the Donnie. Let's talk to you, girl. Talk to me. Talk to me. I'm here. Talk to me. What you want to talk about?
What you want to talk about? I was talking about my topic, crazy people.
Well, hell, it's your show. So
I'm talking about crazy exes, crazy current people you went.
Let's talk about next Thursday.
Okay, what you talk about for next Thursday?
That's what we're finna talk about next Thursday, crazy exes. You know how I remember time as kids we played that card game, Crazy Eights? Next Thursday, we're talking about crazy exes. You better be there.
Wow.
I promise you, you will not. If you miss it, you will hate yourself for it. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be knocked down, drag out. It's going to be cutthroat. It's going to be hard head. It's going to be, I can't wait. You might lose your man behind this one. I'm just saying, it's brought up to you here. And I'm not lying about it. If you don't believe me, trust and believe. You can call the chairman. You can ask him about it. But next Thursday, this will be the greatest show that Lawless Entertainment Radio has ever had since the inception of Lawless Entertainment.
All right, that's what's up.
Right.
All right, y'all, we're about to go into some music. This is Invisible Man, Donnie Williams.
Hope it ain't too much. I bought a candy, lovely flowers for her hair. On my love letter, she mailed them back like she don't care. And when I see her walking down my lonely street, the girl walks right by me like I'm impossible to see. I'm love's unknown soldier fighting for her, but that girl just won't see me, and it's tearing me, tearing me, tearing me apart.
Where you from? Where you from? drinking on. 100 million more than what I'm thinking on. Black, black, up in the blue, black. I mean, at the very top, high shoe. Down Atlanta, throwing up the three. I hold it down and represent to the best of my ability. A friend of yours, a friend of mine. If not, then he my enemy. I food it, rock my shit, and eat and blow, cause I got plenty of trees. Freaking leases off the chain and stitch up in with P2P. I be in the strip club blowing money like I'm blowing leaves. Couple stacks ain't nothing for a fucker making plenty of cheese. All I do is ball. Tall like an athlete. 366 and 8 days a week. Shut it down. Popo got to block the street. Carolina, P2P, the CMG's to be the reason.
Welcome back to Independent Fridays with your girl, So Ambitious, here on Lawless Radio. Now, again, if you want to weigh in on this topic or any other topic on our shows, you can call in at 646-478-5209. You can also check us out at www.lawlessradio.com. Now, before I go back into music, I just want to say Mississippi Red called in, and he was talking about a topic that's going to be on Catrice's show next Thursday, which happens to be the same topic that I'm talking about tonight. I in no way had took that topic from her. I had no idea that that's what they were going to be talking about next Thursday. So I just wanted to put that out there for my girl Catrice and anybody else. I don't want anybody to think that we on Independent Fridays or anybody on Lawless Radio steal topics from each other, because that's just not how we do it. We're a team over here, and we support each other. So I just wanted to put that out there that I had no idea that that was going to be the discussion for next week on her show, but I will definitely be tuning in and supporting my girl on Raw Deal with Catrice at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, away we're going to get back into some more music. This is I Like the Way by King B.
Hey, King B, King B, King B. I put them on a team and revolve them just
the carousel, take the Satan down the town. Whenever I'm around, I hit him on the phone and they don't, they know it's going down, like I'm a VH1 special. Guess what flavor my love is, girl, come and taste the rapper. Rock your body to sleep, ain't she pretty like a daisy, and fly to me, yo, and let her shot till she go crazy, and put her back to work and make a motherfucking baby. Y'all thought that I was tricking, hell nah. Gift to find the ones that are gifted.
Sexy ladies in the club tonight, you know what I'm talking about? But hey,
yeah. Come in, what's your name? Take a shot, roll it up. I tell her I'm a star, baby, you can roll with us. I like them light skin, dark, mid, cold as such. Long as she down the ride, I show her how I turn it up. Oh, let's do it, I be foolish, baby, that's enough. Oh, she bad, roger that, but she old enough. Whip game proper, independent, got her own. And she ain't messing with them lanes, but they call her phone. Turn my swag on, plus my cash loan. Trying to blow a milli, flexin', ain't a cash strong. I bet that wrong, baby, I can last long. All off in the middle, take her under, but she bad, home.
She bad and she know it. She ain't afraid to show it. Y'all didn't watch him while I'm talking. I gotta get to know it. She bad.
Oh, she bad.
She bad.
Oh,
she bad.
Oh, she bad.
She bad.
to the flow, bring it back, watch her get it. I said all around the world, sexy ladies, do you hear me? Turn this song up, play it loud up in your speakers. DJ keep it spinning, cause she bad and she with it. But she drop it to the flow, bring it back, watch her get it.
She bad,
ayy, and I can tell she looking. Maybe I could buy the bar, Patron is what she sipping. Goosing her, we live it up, we smoking to the ceiling. She bad enough, she back it up, I'm strictly on my pippin'.
She bad and she know it, she ain't afraid to show it. Chart and watch him while I'm talking, I gotta get to know it. She bad,
oh, she bad,
she bad.
Around the frame, I bet she know that. Ballin' when I hit the club and she can get the whole rack. Sharp from head to toe, snapping pictures, get a Kodak. I'm a rock star, baby, going hard and you should know that. Hey, poppin' bottles, bring the mo back. Ladies all around me, I'm just trying to hit the whole pack. Trickin' if you got it, I got it, I'm not trickin' it. Charlie say she bad, but the booty just keep jigglin'.
Hey,
but baby, aren't I cool? I got two bad chickens like the Moulin Rouge. Up high with a pool, get a two-live view. Plus I party all the time with that BY dude. Hey,
she bad and she know it. She ain't afraid to show it. Charlie watch him while I'm talking. I gotta get to know it. She bad.
She bad.
She bad.
Oh, she bad.
She bad.
She bad.
She bad and she know it. Nice girl, nice smile, and she cute in the face.
Man.
Sexy little skirt fitted right around the waist.
Up, man. I see you, D.Y. She's bad. All right, y'all. Welcome back to Independent Fridays with So Ambitious here on Lawless Radio. Again, if you want to weigh in on any topics here, 646-478-5209.
All right, and you know the topic this week. You know the topic this week is crazy. Your crazy significant other, either current or ex. Now, another sign of your ex being crazy is if she mixes her antidepressant medicine with a shot of vodka. That's a sign of crazy. Or at least trouble to come. You know what I'm saying? These are things that you need to look out for. Man, I don't know what else to say. I mean, you know what I'm saying? What about these crazy asses? I know we got people listening, and I want you to call in. So, we can get your opinion. So, we're going to bring Big Daddy Almighty in on this discussion. What it is, Big Daddy?
You, man, you. Hey, y'all mean to tell me, y'all didn't see the show, listen to the show last night.
To be real, like, we only caught, like, the first 10 minutes.
Oh, man, you should have caught the last 30 minutes. Oh, it got vicious up in there. Oh, that Mississippi Red, that chick Mia, whatever her name is, her ex-husband or something. Oh, they got buck wild. It was like the Jerry Springer solo. Your girl Catrice had to cut them off. Like, hey, y'all need help. You know, y'all need counseling. That's what he was talking about. It got real crazy the last 30 minutes. I was like, damn, I thought they was talking about, damn, what was the subject about last night? It started off as something obsessed, you know, you obsessed with something, you know. What is mostly your obsessed is. But anyway, it turned into the Jerry Springer show last night. That's what he talked about, because Catrice had to put him on hold and say, look, y'all call me later. We're going to get this shit together because y'all need some counseling. I thought they was going, because my man was
threatened Mississippi Red. He was like, nigga, I want to come down there and beat your ass and this and that. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And just started off a good conversation, but next thing you know, it got violent. It got real violent last night.
Oh, so Mississippi Red want to whoop your ass, huh?
No, he don't want to whoop my ass. He want to whoop that nigga, his, I guess his woman's ass, his husband's ass. He got so, oh, man, y'all should have been listening to it. I don't get involved in that fucking phone gangster shit. You know, I ain't finna talk no gangster shit over the phone, you know, because if you want to get gangster with me, all you got to do is meet me every pay-per-view down in Hooters on Terre Boulevard. And, hey, I don't have no problem getting gangster, but I don't get them through that shit over the gangster shit over the phone. See, all three of them was wolfing over the phone. And I said, oh, they selling wolf tickets. They ain't going to do a goddamn thing. This nigga talk about coming all the way down here because his wife left his ass and went to Mississippi Red. You know, and he was pissed.
And when yeah. That's kind of like what I said earlier. You know what I'm saying? It don't even matter if you're married. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes.
Man, that shit
crazy.
Hey,
yeah,
this shit
crazy
got crazy, dog. It got crazy, man. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. Now, that's a crazy. Now, that's something. They should have been talking crazy last night. That's what the crazy shit should have came in. That's why I thought y'all was talking about when y'all said crazy, because y'all heard the show last night. Crazy exes
and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? To be real, you know what I'm saying? Like, I try to catch every show on Lawless, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not always able to. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I be in the studio and we're busy. You know, we literally be gone.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Now you're going to make me go back and check the archives and check this shit out because, you know what I'm saying, literally. You know what I'm saying? You're
hey.
More like.
Go ahead. Finish what you said.
You know what I'm saying? Cool. Like drama. You know what I'm saying? And that just sounds like something I need to hear. I'll just put it like that.
Yeah, hey, I'm telling you, you going to trip because I was tripping. I said the conversation started off good. And nice, and everybody had a good conversation going. And then all of a sudden, my man called in, and Mississippi Red's chick, who he messed with, that chick Mel, she told my man, like, look, I just stay with his ass. We don't have sex. We don't do this and that. He said, fuck that motherfucker. He started going off and talking about this nigga must suck dick and got a mouth full of cum and everything. I was like, whoa, where did this come from? I'm like, damn, but this is, I know this is a Lawless Raw Deal radio station and you can say anything you want to, but they got violent last night. That's what he talked about. That's why he wants you to tune in next Thursday, because it's going to be round two.
Wow, you know what I'm saying? They be going in. But you
I'm
know what I'm saying?
I'm most definitely going to tune in next Thursday.
Another sign of crazy and deranged is spurned or crazy other calls into radio, blasts you on radio. Might be crazy and deranged. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, let me give you another part of that subject about that crazy babe. This one really tripped me out. She knew I like beer, and she know I like malt liquor, and she know I like to eat. One day, I went over her house on a Friday night. And when I went to sleep, she took my clothes and took them down to her girlfriend's apartment and hid them. And when I woke up, I said, I got to go. She said, well, you ain't got no clothes. I took your clothes. I said, well, I got to go get some beer. She said, well, I got a freezer full of beer for your ass. I said, well, you know, I got to give me some treats. She said, well, I got a box full of weed for your ass. You ain't going nuts. She kidnapped me, basically, for 3 nights, from Friday night to Sunday night. She only let me go so I could go back to work. I was like, what kind of shit is this? See, that was the beginning of when I knew she was kind of cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Now I understand that. See, that's how crazy caught me. I ain't even thought. It was like, hey, look, you know, I just moved out to the country. You know what I'm saying? Come to the country. Like, you know, I ain't got no car. I ain't got no gas. You know what I'm saying? If I borrow somebody's, okay. Now, first of all, I'm expecting to go out there, you know, chill for a minute, come home.
Right.
Oh, first things first. Shorty needed a man at her spot. Like, niggas like trying to put a nigga to work. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, I just did 12 hours. No. Would you off tomorrow? What you mean I'm off tomorrow? I'm going to be at home tomorrow. Uh-oh. So suddenly a brother can't get home until Sunday night. Let's just see this way. That's the last time. I played it cool, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'd have been proud of it. I played it like an 80s player. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, yeah, baby. You know what I'm saying? Take me home. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Let me get change of clothes, whatnot. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming back out here. You know what I'm saying? You could just take me to work every day. All right?
Shit.
As soon as I got in the house, bro, lock the door, nigga. You better get up in front of my door. Come to the window with the house phone and shake it at the window and look at 911. What you want to do? You got to go.
Hey. It's so many. I don't know, man. I got, like you say, I got plenty of stories to tell you. I could be on this sucker till Monday morning and sucker. You know, telling stories.
We know you an old school player, you know what I'm saying? You be talking about that malt liquor. You be drinking the old gold, old English ale.
Yeah. And it's like after that night when she hid my clothes. That's why I told you about the pitmobile. I got a van. In the back of my van, I got a footlocker with a change of clothes. In case anybody try that again, I can at least go out to my van and get me some more clothes.
All you single men and women that be spending nights and stuff away from home, you always supposed to have the overnight bag in the trunk for just such an emergency. That's what Unc is telling you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
overnight
man, I got that.
Bag for just such an emergency. You
well,
never
see,
know.
If I would have brought the overnight bag in the house, the apartment that night, she would have took all that.
Yeah. You never bring it in the house. You leave it in the trunk. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know when shit gets crazy in the range what niggas will do. Because let's be real.
Yeah.
You have a disagreement with Shorty. You know what I'm saying? You go to take a shower. You come out and smell something burning. There's your drawers. Clothes on fire. That happened to a player two or three times. Ah, get home naked, motherfucker. Get home naked. Okay. Hop in the car. Don't even drive a block. Pop the trunk. Get dressed. Drive on where you're going. And to be real, the stuff I keep in the car is real fresh. You know what I'm saying? So I felt real fresh, and I went out to find another chick afterwards.
I heard that.
I told you I went
that.
Home, baby girl, but I really went to find another chick afterwards. That's why I didn't call you.
Okay. Not to cut you off. So, bitch, you in the background just laughing, but you ain't said your crazy relationship.
Oh, you missed that one. I said it at the show where this dude was hiding his bushes.
Oh, my God. Not one of those.
She had a nigga hiding in the bushes, dog.
Oh my god, yeah.
Who is that?
My niece. I'm looking at my niece here in the
window. Look, somebody told me that he was down the street. I'm like, no. I look and you see this fool peek out from behind the damn bushes.
He was ducking by that point,
so he had no choice but to come on out and come to the door.
Now that's crazy. See, that's not only crazy, it's dangerous. Because it's when mother gonna lay up in the bushes, watching and see who's coming in and out your crib, she might do something bad to you. That's for sure.
I'm not advocating keeping a pistol because Your boy doesn't advocate the use of permanent violence leading to death. But a stun gun don't kill nobody, and it's real funny watching somebody twitch in your front yard.
No, I ended up having to mace him that night. Like, he got real crazy, and I had to spray him straight in the face with mace.
Same outcome, twitching in the front yard.
Yeah, that's Looney Tune. That's Looney Tune. I, you know, my sisters, you know, I got four sisters, and they're very attractive. But my sisters start messing around with this motherfucking Jamaican. And,
Jamaicans are crazy anyway.
Yeah, this motherfucker was Looney Tune. I remember it was Christmas Eve, and I was up upstairs in the bed sleeping. I heard a commotion going on. He out here fighting with two of my sisters because my other sister wouldn't let him come in and see her. So I came out, and I whooped his ass. I'm like, nigga, you better get the fuck up off here. So I whooped his ass. Now, this is how crazy this nigga was. And I ain't never seen crazy until I saw this nigga. And I had pulled up in the driveway one night, parked in the driveway. When I came out to go to where I was going, I had a fucking flat tire. So I said, damn, I got a flat tire. Shit, is a nail or what? This nigga done actually, I go to change the flat. I go to put the jack up under this bitch. And I turns around, and this nigga behind me with a .38 to my head, he crying like a bubble, I could kill you. I said, whoa. I had to talk my way out of here. I said, whoa. Oh, my God. I ain't never came to so close to death like that in my life, because he was crying.
Tears mean this nigga is really crazy. Something is going on in his head, and he really wanted to murder you.
It looked
like
he could have. Yeah, and he could have. Well, I was like, oh, shit. And I come to find out, after he let me go, and he walked away, he said, I could kill you. And I'm looking at his face. He got tears on him like somebody just threw a bucket of water in his face. That's how many tears was coming out. And I'm like, damn. So I go to finish changing the tire. I didn't even have a fucking flat. This nigga set me up. He let the air out the tires so he could catch me slipping, and he caught me slipping. He could have done me right then and there for whooping his ass. I said, oh, my God. I was like, okay, this shit is too much. Now, that's crazy. Yo.
Okay, I'm going to share this before we go to some music. Another crazy example of something I've seen. You know, my homeboy and me went out. You know what I'm saying? He got his main lady at the house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
First, she didn't want him to go in the first place. So we get 5 minutes away, and she starts calling. he's like, hey, man, don't call me. You know, I'm out with the fellas, blah, blah, blah. So she starts yelling some stuff. Buddy, turn off the phone. All of a sudden, he says, hey, man, I need to go back. Because I need to move my car. That girl mad.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, bro, we go back to the joint. Shorty got bricks lined up. Lined up on the side of the house. This nigga ain't got no windows in the car. She about to go for the damn lights. She done every... I'm talking about like 1992 Box Caprice Classic on Doug's. She done, man, bricks straight through the passenger.
That's where the violence come in.
Two to knock out the front window and two to knock out the back.
That's where the violence come in at. Because a
this is how you know the crazy coochie is some of the best coochie in the world. This nigga went back home.
Yeah. I've seen a few motherfuckers like that too. You know, it's like, they can't get enough of it. Just like it's some women who like to get their ass whooped and keep coming back to the ass whooping.
Yeah,
you know,
that comes from being crazy.
You know, so I'm like, oh, I don't know. That's why I don't get involved in, like, when my boy had a situation with his girl, he asked me.
Hey, I'm going to need you to hold that real quick because we got to run into some music because, you know, we got to pay the bills. So we about to run into some music. It's Lawless, baby. You know what I'm saying? We coming back.
What's happening, Shouty? Yeah. You know, I've been seeing you around the way. Giving all these dudes no play. But then you look my way and I'm like, Shouty. And I'm like, Shouty. And I'm like, Shouty.
getting money, niggas trying not to move strange. I'm in the trap spot, bagging up the two things. I'm in Mississippi, fuck around with Sunny Man. Told him I love rubber band. You love rubber band? The rapper for my money, man. I'm in the getting money band. Rolling up this damn sour, smoking out a whole hour. Trapping for a whole week, and I ain't seen no shower. That be the game. That's how we living, nigga. Post it up. Right up on that line of scrimmage. I was born down, never was I trained to get it. I'm out here, no matter what.
See, I know it. Bang, 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 bang. The way my players go. Bang, 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 bang. Sam B's playing. Bang, bang, bang.
Let's get it. Hopped out of bed about 10 in the morning, and you know today I'm feeling just fine. I stuck my head out the window just to see what's going on and feel the warmth of the sunshine. Next I showered and got dressed, put on earrings and my necklace. Headed to the kitchen, ate 3 waffles for breakfast. They hit the spot, then I dipped down the block to the bus stop for a quick trip to the barbershop. I'm clean cut, line sharp from the razor. This lady looking at me like a candy lifesaver. Due to her behavior, I chose to engage her. In a conversation, now she's saying,
call me later.
On the way to my next destination, they play some good hood on my favorite station. Feeling like a million, but I'm not quite done till I cop a fitted cap and some clean white.
What you gon' do when a player come through? When I brought my whole crew and we finna get right. Bitch shine blue and my fist brand new. Tell your girl come through, cause it's going down tonight. So stop by for a visit, cause you don't wanna miss it. Good hood living, gotta push it to the limit. If you get a little confused, just remember stay true. Always keep your game tight.
Hopped out of bed about 10 in the morning and I knew I was ready for the grind. So I pulled myself together, get a kiss from baby mother, then smoked another cigarilla dime. It's showtime, it's go time, hustling with the slow time. Staring in the mirror like, look nigga, it's your time. I'm so prime, so about mine. East St. Laurent, I'm so dressed to the nines. Extra smooth, extra debonair. Extra cool like the first day in February. Yeah, leave them woo like I'm Ricky Flair. But to breathe, I need the booth as my sanctuary. For real, that's great. My plane land at 8, the studio at 9. My flow just in time. Good hood, motherfucker, get the name right. Ain't my frames nice, like get your game tight.
What you gon' do when a player come through? And I brought my whole crew and we finna get right. Rich shine blue and my face brand new. Tell your girl come through, cause it's going down tonight. Stop by for a visit, so you don't wanna miss it. Good hood living, gotta push it to the limit. If you get a little confused, just remember stay true. Always keep your game tight, game tight.
Headed to the lab, now I'm ready for some action. Giving all my rhymes to the mic with a passion. Last thing I like is some trouble with the mic. I'm clever with the pen, so you love what I recite. Huddled in the night, we vibe and we brainstorm. Feeling right from that cognac brainstorm. Producer in the back, wanna lay another stack while the engineer managing the track and the waveform.
I'm in my lane, home, too easy for me. I don't play long, I just play song. Run through a couple times, then I play zone. Blow push to help the vibe, then I play on. I'm too raw, another track closes. I'm too gone, my swag need a harness. Sorry, sweetie, you are dealing with an artist's life. I'll call you later tonight, my game. What you gon' do when a player come through? When I brought my whole crew and we finna get right. Rich shine blue and my fist brand new. Tell your girl come through, cause it's going down tonight. So stop by for a visit, so you don't wanna miss it. Good hood living, gotta push it to the limit. If you get a little confused, just remember stay true. Always keep your game tight, game tight.
Play on, 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 play on,
Y'all, welcome back to Independence with your girl, So Ambitious, and your boy, Jason Verse. We got 8 minutes remaining.
So I guess it's time for the shout out. You know what I'm saying? I'm your boy, Jason Verse. Check me out at any time on Twitter at Jason Verse. Google your boy, Jason Verse, on Google. And other than that, check out my website, www.jasonversemusic.net. Give you all things Jay's Verse and even include some information on the World Mob. Like me on Facebook. Like World Mob on Facebook. Hey, check out every Lawless page, Lawless Music, Lawless Entertainment, the new Lawless TV that's coming out. You know what I'm saying? It's already up on Twitter. Go add it, like it, you know, shout out to the Chairman TL. We getting it funky, you know what I'm saying? Keeping it funky enough for 2012. That's all I got to say. So Ambitious is on you.
All right, y'all. Y'all can follow me on Twitter as well, at SoAmbitious1. Also follow us at WorldMobENT on Twitter. Also check me out at www.soambitiousonline.com. And I also have a Tumblr page where I put all information about WorldMob and Jay's Verse up on that. We're going to take the show out. Shout out to TL and all of our people here on Lawless Radio. We're going to take the show out, and we'll be back next Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, y'all girls gonna have to get y'all hands up on this one. You know what I'm saying? She is bad. Real though. Already. Already, baby. So, what you doing? How we do? Up in D-Town. Look at that Jackie Brown.
Blank out. She replied, no doubt. She was hanging with dude, but now she wanna reroute. So I'ma get her back to the house, real deep south.